We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed bag.
So like a donkey?
Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, May 18th, goes to Glendale High School in Missouri, and an unnamed teacher at Glendale High School in Springfield, Missouri. See, there is a 15-year-old young Caucasian girl named Mary Walton who goes to Glendale High School. Dropping the clues bombs for Mary Walton. Okay, she was in geometry class minding her business when her teacher tried to put together a geometric sequence that simply doesn't add up. All right. See, there's this word that no matter how many times you tell people they shouldn't use it, they will find a way. All right. Doesn't matter what race the person is. We all know the historical context of the word. We know why the word shouldn't be used by anyone. I don't care if you think it's a term of endearment or a racial slur. It's a word that is divisive and it's just too much blood and baggage on it for it to ever be positive. But yet we can't keep it out of our mouths. All right. The word I'm referring to is the N-word. All right. I wanted to say it so bad, but I'm trying not to. I've been trying not to for years. Okay. By the way, I really haven't found a better way to describe these ninjas than the N-word. Matter of fact, I want to apologize to all ninjas out there. Why do we do that to them? Okay, why is ninjas a default for the N-word? We love ninjas. But back to the N-word. This young 15-year-old Caucasian girl, Mary Walton, was suspended because she recorded her teacher repeatedly saying the N-word. Yes, I told you they was in geometry class, and Mary's teacher presented a problem she didn't have an answer for. And guess what the reason I'm not saying the teacher's name is? Because they didn't release it. How they didn't give us the teacher's name? They released the young minor's name, but not the teacher. Why? I don't know. But we do have audio. This is the teacher presenting this problem to his geometry class. Let's listen.
I don't like the word at all.
But I don't know. It feels like when a black person is using it towards another black person, it's the same. How is it not still a derogatory
word? Derogatory, but
I don't get it. I mean, I kind of...
Slave owners used to call them that, so it's just like a...
And is the word not allowed to...
Okay, I'm going to say it right now, as a teacher, if you want to keep your job, this isn't the threat.
I'm not calling anyone.
I understand.
I can say the word, it's not...
I wish we didn't bleep the word. I mean, in that context, I feel like we should use it for research purposes. But I agree with the teacher that when a black person uses it towards another black person, it's still a derogatory word. I don't use the word in that context. Like how YG used it on my N-word, or how Snoop and C. Murder used it on Down for My N-Words. Nah, sadly, I use it the way the white man intended it to be used, okay? But this teacher is full of... Okay, if he's smart enough to say he doesn't like the word at all, then why is he using it at all? Okay, if you can acknowledge, Mr. Teacher, that you don't like the word and the word seems derogatory no matter how you use it or who uses it, then why are you using it? And more importantly, you heard the student, a student, okay, one of those youngsters, and that's why these youngsters give me hope for the future. One of those students said to him, don't say it if you want to keep your job. If a student tells you that and then you still continue to use the word, and then even, you know, after other students said, don't say it, your response is you can say it? Well, who gave you permission to say it? And how did you come to that conclusion after acknowledging that you don't like the word? This is beyond confusing. Okay, but what's even more confusing is the fact that Glendale High School suspended the 15-year-old girl for recording what you just heard. I can't make this up. Let's go to CNN for the report, please.
Video shared on social media shows a high school teacher using the N-word at least twice in a Missouri classroom. Mary Walton, a 15-year-old student, disturbed, began filming. The teacher was initially placed on administrative leave. A week later, that teacher has resigned. But Mary was also punished.
How?
Suspended for 3 days over the recording. The school district says its discipline is, quote, confidential per federal law, but noted that the student handbook limits inappropriate use of electronics and considers the identification of minor students when disseminating video. The school district also prohibits, quote, recording of faculty or staff in the classroom without prior approval and recording, quote, acts of violence. Hull claims that the policy is problematic and it has a chilling effect on students like Mary looking to hold authority figures accountable.
Oh, this just in the Daily Mail. Reports the teacher's name is Kenneth Bowling. Oh, we got a name, Kenneth Bowling. He's the teacher's name. Look, we're the first ones to tell kids if you see something, say something. But I guess in this case, it's if you see something, say something, unless that something is racism. And I understand it's rules and regulations, but you do know you're punishing this little girl for doing the right thing. So let's just say the school has a no recording policy. What if this teacher was, you know, God forbid, assaulting another student, or, you know, whether it's sexually or verbally, is someone not supposed to record that? You're definitely deterring kids from keeping track of teachers' misbehavior by suspending young Mary, because the next time a student sees or hears a teacher doing something wrong, they're going to mind their damn business because they don't want to get in trouble. This is like that law in Arizona that bans people from recording police. A lot of people in Arizona protested against that because it violates their First Amendment rights and it keeps them from holding police accountable. Not that police really care that they're on camera, but you understand my point. Look, there is plenty of times when a person recording should be held accountable. For example, okay, if somebody set up the tripod and hit record for R. Kelly, absolutely makes perfect sense to discipline them for their recordings. But when a child is being verbally abused by their teacher with racist words, it doesn't matter what the school policy is on filming, that young lady should be treated as a hero and celebrated, okay? I don't care what the student handbook says. I get that it says students are prohibited from using cell phones to make audio or visual recordings to faculty or staff. But what school is going to give a child permission to record a teacher saying the N-word? None, okay? So this is a perfect example of, look, sometimes two wrongs do make a right. According to the laws of culture, the teacher was wrong for using the N-word. And according to the laws of the student handbook, the student was wrong for recording him. But this student was also right because dumbass people got to be held accountable. And if that teacher thought he had a pass to use the N-word, he now knows he doesn't. In fact, one could argue Mary saved that teacher's life, Kenneth Bowling. Because if Kenneth Bowling would have used the word, the N-word, around the wrong N-words... Ooh, it'd have been bad for him. Please let Remy Ma give Glendale High School and that unnamed teacher the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
You just said the teacher's name.
Kenneth Bowling.
Yeah, you said the unnamed teacher.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kenneth Bowling.
I'm proud of you.
Yes. I know, man, because it's very hard to say the N-word back to back to back.
Yeah, now I'm very proud of you.
It don't roll. Like, you know, you just be wanting to see, he, you know.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm very proud of you. Say, Nick, I mean, you didn't say the ooh, N-word one time no, during that whole.
You would have used their word.
Do it. Just say it. Just
nope,
say it.
I won't. Nope. I'm not practicing bad habits. Nope. No, nigga. I'm not saying it. I'm sorry.
You said
you see what you did?
You did it.
You see what you did?
You see what you did? BT, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
You see what you did?
BT, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
You see what you made me do?
Shout out to BT.
You see what you made me do?
See y'all later. Everybody else, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, the ladies of Run the World were here earlier this morning, and we were talking about hoe faces.
I feel like this conversation comes up every couple of years.
So often, right? And the question is 800-585-1051. Ladies, do you think you need a hoe face?
Yes, you do.
Men, too.
Yes, you do.
Well, we're going to talk about it when we come back. You're jumping already, all right?
Okay, I got, because I need to talk about it.
All right, Erica Duchess, our co-host is here, and that's the question. 800-585-1051. Do you think you need a hoe phase? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.